For the future, Centennial is here for all of life's moments. Let them be your partner. Centennial Bank, member FDIC.
Uh-oh, sounds like you need some new glass. And Clear Results Glass is here to help. At Clear Results, no job is too big or too small for our guys. Rock chip or broken windshield? Not a problem. Outdated or broken business glass? Let us help. Custom glass for your home? We can do it. With Clear Results, you can trust us to get the job done. Let us get a quote started for you. Just call 321-1098 or stop by Clear Results Glass, located at 5051 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
And we welcome you into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Right now, Mount Tom's girls up on Harrison at the break, 23-4. We will look over some of our numbers in a moment. Don't have a whole lot of numbers on one side to give you. That's Harrison has yet to have a field goal in this game at all. We'll, again, look over those numbers in a little bit. Right now, we're joined at the broadcast position by Mount Tom boys coach Josh Fulcher. And Josh, real quickly, first off, let's talk about Friday night, 59-47 win against Salem Springs. Congratulations on that win.
Thank you. You know, was looking a little hairy at the very beginning. They come out. I thought we came out flat. Salem come out hitting shots, which, you know, that's what they do. You know, they shoot the ball well enough. But really didn't like the way we started. Thought there was a lack of connection and communication out there.
I tell you, I don't know what it is about Salem Springs 3-2 defense that, I mean.
And that's the thing, is like, it's hard, you know, you still get frustrated, but you know going in there's going to be some frustrated moments because what they do, they're well coached.
Yeah.
What they do is really good, and they stick with it. And, you know, we needed to, where we needed to attack it, you know, we wasn't able to get the ball in there as much. You know, and that just that, when you lose a kid like Robert Dover, that's a low block presence.
True.
That was one of them games where his presence was missed. But I thought Drew Haney did a good job of coming in and doing some really good things for us. And we need that out of him because you know, we got to kind of make up for that loss of losing a kid like that. You know, Drew's a sophomore, but we have no problem putting the sophomore in if they'll produce.
Talk to me a little bit more about that. The value of someone that's going to fight for those loose balls and those rebounds like Haney.
Well, he's a competitor, and to be honest with you, you know, we saw it this summer, but I didn't know. You know, I never really got to coach him until really the summertime. You know, he's pretty busy in the spring with baseball, so he wasn't involved very much, and so we really didn't know what we had all spring. And then we got that kid competing in summer, and was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, this kid is a guy that during the springtime we didn't think he'd be a kid that'd be able to help us in varsity, but he was able to change our minds in the summertime, and it's really kind of like what you said. He's just a competitor.
Yeah.
He's not scared. He plays hard, and you know, there's some things that that he'll polish up, and he's going to be a really good ball player for us.
Well, getting ready to take on this Harrison squad, and you know, this rivalry is already big enough as it is. But I gotta wonder how angry they gotta be after that surprise loss to Alma on Saturday.
Oh yeah, you know, and I guess, you know, losing at home anytime it's a surprise loss, especially with Harrison. You know, and they're one of the top teams in our conference. But you know, Alma's a pretty damn good ball club, and they've got all the pieces. And like I said all year long, we've got some really, really deep, good teams in our conference this year. And Alma's one of them. Harrison's one of them. You know, going in, you know, kind of before conference started, you'd say Harrison and Russellville are the top two teams in the conference. And they're going to bounce back. We're going to get, I mean, you know, that's no, make no qualms about it. I mean, they're as good as any team in the conference and or 5A at that. You know, the West is really good, and Harrison's beaten some really good teams. You know, they beat some teams that we've struggled with and that we lost to. And you know, it starts with their good guard play, the Cecil kid, the Scribner kid, a good 1-2 combo, as you'll find in 5A basketball. It's like having two floor generals, two-point guards on the floor at all times. They don't really beat themselves. They're just smart, and the game – they make smart decisions, and I think you know, they, and they've had some guys improve. You know, I think Hayden Martin's improvement from last year is kind of the key factor of them taking the next step. I think the Kreiner kid, I think he's improved quite a bit.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and that's what good teams do. You know, good players, you know, evolve and they take the next step. And that's what those guys have done. You know, they've got the McNutt kid playing now, you know, and he's going to be a big factor, big, strong athlete. You know, and you know, they got a lot of pieces, and they got a really nice team. But, you know, so do the Bombers. We got a really good ball club. Expect a good old-fashioned street fight tonight. It's going to be, you know, one of the things where the little things matter, you know, in a game where teams are so competitively close, you've got to do the small things. And, you know, it's a rivalry game.
Oh,
you got 16-year-olds. You throw it all out the window. You don't know what you're going to get, you know, with these kids. And hopefully we'll come out and put our best foot forward. I felt we kind of dropped the ball, and we didn't do that here last year. We didn't play very good, with the exception outside of Hagen Robb last year. We didn't play very good here after beating them at their place. And that's got to be a learning lesson for us that we've got to take from last year. What we did last year wasn't good enough. That's got to carry over, and we've got to learn lessons from our past. And we plan on doing that tonight.
Josh, again, congratulations on Win Friday. Good luck tonight.
Matt, thanks for all you do. Hey, look at this, 23-4.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a defensive clinic. But I think both teams, you know, there's kind of lid on the basket. And once our girls get going, I mean, they'll be able to put on a show. But, you know, got to love what the Lady Bombers are doing. They're playing great defense. And they're more of those shots are going to fall. And they're just going to keep it rolling. But, Matt, appreciate all you do, my friend. Go Bombers. And thanks to KTLO.
You bet. Thank you, Josh. That's Mount Home voice coach Josh Fulcher. Let's go ahead and take a look at some of our numbers at halftime. Right now, Mount Home's leading scorer is Anna McCarn with 10. Lake and Moore with 7. 4 for Jay Leonkers and 2 for Sarah Williams. As for Harrison, they've got 2 points from Brooklyn Mitchell, 1 each for Sager Clemens and London Lee. All of their points have come at the free throw line. They do not have a single field goal in this game as of yet. Looking at some other numbers, this game's had no ties, no lead changes. Right now, rebounds. Mount Home is out-rebounding Harrison 22-10. And turnovers, Mount Home's win that battle as well. Mount Home with 5 turnovers and Harrison with 12. Well, that's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We're going to take one more break, get the second half started in just a moment. Mountain Home up on Harrison 23-4. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Class Kits 101.7.
Pumpkin spice and falling leaves means the temperatures will start falling soon. Your central heating and cooling system needs a good checkup and cleaning. We here at Central Heating and Cooling have a planned maintenance program to take care of that for you. We will change your air filters, clean your system, and check it out to prepare for the change of season. Call Central Heating and Cooling for all your heating and cooling needs at 425-4717 or centralheatingandcooling.net. Turn to the experts at Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, where comfort exceeds expectations.
If you are tired of buffering and sketchy service, you need to experience Next, powered by NAEC's fiber optic internet. With service up to 1 gig, Next Internet is the definition of high speed. Plans start at just $49.95 a month. Subscribe to Next by calling 870-895-3221 or visiting mynextfiber.com. You may also subscribe by visiting